Skip.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, my name is William Skemp. I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I represent the plaintiff appellant in these proceedings. This is an action by Mr. Reggett against the City of La Crosse, and the Court will note by the briefs and the facts that have been introduced here that it involves a long-standing feud between the City of La Crosse and Mr. Reggett concerning his property, which is...
Counsel, to involve an extraordinarily long-standing feud, the principal elements of which all occurred in 1997 or earlier. How is this suit timely?
Well, it's an ongoing... There are ongoing problems, Your Honor, and some of the events...
Ongoing problems don't make earlier events timely. That's the Supreme Court's holding in Morgan against Amtrak. Your view seems to be that if anything happened within the last 6 years, then everything is open to litigation, and that's not the Supreme Court's view.
Well, I think, Your Honor, that the pattern that has been established by the conduct here is certainly relevant to the element decisions. I don't think that the lower court ever addressed the issue of the timeliness of the case, and I don't think it's been argued by opposing counsel that this matter has not been brought timely. The case came before the lower court on summary judgment, and Mr. Reggett filed an affidavit. In that affidavit, he averred certain facts and talked about various items and incidences that have occurred over these many years. The court analyzed Mr. Reggett's affidavits and basically disregarded all of his affidavits on the ground that they were based upon hearsay, that they proposed findings indicated that Mr. Reggett's was offering conclusions and without sufficient factual basis. Mr. Reggett has contended in these proceedings that the lower court was completely erroneous in his analysis of Mr. Reggett's affidavit because the averments that he was making were not based upon hearsay. For example, one of the city officials told Mr. Reggett that he was instructed by the city attorney to ignore any complaints that were made by Mr. Reggett concerning the next-door neighbor. That is not hearsay, Your Honor. That is a statement by an official in the city of La Crosse, and although it's based upon a statement by another city official, it is not hearsay under the rules. There was a lot of evidence with regard to ordinances and the lack of enforcement of ordinances against Mr. Reggett. There was evidence about the attempt to rezone Mr. Reggett's property. Mr. Reggett was charged on three different occasions with violations of a city ordinance, and in all three instances he prevailed in judicial proceedings. Eventually then the city decided that they wouldn't take that tact, but they took the tact that, well, what we will do is we will change the zoning. And the lower court held in response to Mr. Reggett's complaint that the zoning was specifically addressed to him, the lower court said, well, that's nonsense because the city filed an affidavit stating that they rezoned the entire area around him. However, the fact of the matter is that the only rezoning affecting Mr. Reggett, who was in light industrial to commercial, was his property.
That dispute was resolved.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
And the tickets were dismissed, right?
The tickets were dismissed, yes.
And the zoning dispute was resolved by stipulation or agreement between the parties, right?
Mr. Reggett felt that he had to resolve the zoning dispute by entering into an agreement with the city. And that is part of our complaint, that he was adversely affected by this zoning change because he was forced to enter into an agreement that he did not want to enter into, but had to enter into it in order to preserve his business. Because if that zoning change would have gone into effect, he would have been put out of business. So that is part of our claim, that he had to enter into this agreement. So you can say, well, it was resolved by that, but it was certainly resolved in a way not satisfactory to Mr. Reggett, and that had a significant impact on him. Then, once it was there was the agreement in place, then the city sought to enforce that agreement against Mr. Reggett, and Mr. Reggett, as part of that agreement, had placed language in the contract which stated, if you're going to enforce anything against me, you've got to enforce it uniformly. And Mr. Reggett, as part of this lawsuit, says they're not doing that. They are not enforcing it uniformly. And he offered in his affidavit evidence of other businesses that were similarly situated in which there was no enforcement taken. The lower court held that, well, Mr. Reggett, that was all hearsay on your part, and there's no showing that these other businesses are similar. And I submit to you, Your Honors, that we have shown by our affidavits and by the evidence that we presented to the lower court that they are similar businesses. And it's pretty simple to say that if you make me fence my property and there are others who have a similar business, then you must make them fence their property. And Mr. Reggett's affidavit stating that they haven't done it is pretty simple, and I don't think it's a matter of extraordinary evidence to show that these businesses are the same and they are not being enforced the same. And that enforcement continues on. The rezoning issues continue on. The enforcement problems continue on. And we feel that, therefore, that Mr. Reggett has been seriously discriminated against and brought this action accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wolfgang.
May it please the Court. Good morning, Your Honors. I'm John Wolfgang and represent the defendants in this case. The first issue I'll address is the issue of the hearsay which was excluded in the lower court. The facts behind this circumstance are that the city attorney's office apparently made a statement to a police lieutenant in the La Crosse Police Department as far as enforcement of noise ordinances. This statement was apparently relayed to Mr. Reggett from the police lieutenant. There has been no discovery in the matter. The only information regarding the statement comes from Mr. Reggett. In order for an exception to be made to the hearsay in this case, the police lieutenant would have to have been to an advisor to the city attorney's office or intimately involved in the decision-making process not to do enforcement of the noise ordinance in the city of La Crosse. There's no evidence in the record of any of that. The next issue, which Mr. Skemp discussed, was the rezoning or proposed rezoning of Mr. Reggett's property. In 1995 and 96, the city of La Crosse took on a comprehensive rezoning property on the north side of the city of La Crosse. Ultimately, over 100 properties were rezoned. Mr. Reggett opposed the rezoning of his property, which eventually came to an agreement where he would agree to abide by the residential noise enforcement ordinance of the city of La Crosse and to install an opaque fence around his junkyard to restrict the view on two sides of the junkyard to residential neighbors around him. This agreement was drafted by Mr. Reggett's attorney at the time.
This rezoning, did it involve a targeted rezoning of 100 individual properties, or was it neighborhood or zone-based?
It was the entire north side of the city of La Crosse. There is no evidence in the record other than the proposed rezoning of Mr. Reggett's property from industrial to commercial of any other nature of rezoning, whether it was industrial to commercial, commercial to residential, residential to... There's nothing at all other than this one instance. There is nothing that...
Well, isn't that in the city's code?
It is in the city.
This is not a factual issue for
development.
It's in the code, isn't it?
I'm sure it is in the code. However, it is not part of the record of the lower court, Your Honor, so I can't answer specifically.
Well, is the code publicly available?
It sure is.
A legal document?
It is.
And nobody thought to bring it to anybody's attention?
No one put it in the lower court's record, Your Honor. In In regards to Mr. Reggett being objectionable to the fence that he agreed to install around his property, and Mr. Scamp's argument that if he should do it, everyone should do it, that's really not the ordinance. The ordinance, in fact, indicates that the city council shall determine at the time of installation when the fences should be installed on the recommendation of the inspection department of the city. The entire time Mr. Reggett was a business owner in the city of La Crosse, there was no need on the part of the city to ask him to install a fence. Eventually, upon the rezoning and the residential neighborhoods that had developed around his industrial area, at that point in time, they went forward and asked that he install a fence, which he did agree to do. However, for a period of 6 years, he didn't do that, and eventually came to another agreement where the city installed it, and Mr. Reggett agreed to pay for it over a 15-year period.
So the city paid for the installation of the fence and is assessing his property for it?
Yes, Your Honor. Other issues that Mr. Reggett has brought up is storage of vehicles, things along that line. However, he has never been cited for storage of vehicles that were illegal, that were not dismissed. The three tickets he received for storage of vehicles occurred between 1991 and 1994, which obviously were dismissed, and he had no adverse action from that. From that point forward, he has never been cited. In fact, he refers to a fellow auto body shop called Shifters in the city of La Crosse, who admittedly stored vehicles outside from 1996 to the year 2000. There's nothing in the record whatsoever that indicates anyone in the city of La Crosse was cited for outside vehicle storage during those years.
One thing I was curious, too, about so many old events in this case, and there was no statute of limitations argument raised. Why not?
I can't answer that for you, Your Honor.
Because as I understand it, at least the 1983 class of one claim in Illinois would be a 2-year statute of limitations.
I can't
answer that. You don't know. You weren't counsel below?
Yes, I was, Your Honor, but I didn't participate in part of it, and I can't answer that for you, Your Honor. And the last issue Mr. Reggett has complained about is enforcement of the noise ordinance of the city of La Crosse. He has never himself been cited for violation of the ordinance. He has not met his burden showing he was situated similar to anyone else who was not cited while he was. He has just failed to meet his burden across the board. And we ask that the court uphold the lower court's decision. If there are no questions, I thank you all for your time.
Thank you. Anything further, Mr. Skemp? Well, thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.